Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. Oh, magical engineer Frank and I are going to rock your world. Yes, thanks for joining us here on Herb Talk and the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about what your nails, your fingernails, tell you about your health. You can look at your nails, and there's some things you can tell if you've got a condition, a serious health problem. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we didn't get to famine foods. You know, what, you know, herbs especially can help you out in situations of famine. And, of course, you know, the United States hasn't seen a famine in, like, a long time, if ever. But, you know, let's not chance it. Well, let's be prepared. Also, if we get time, we may cover the kola nut herb and possibly some other things. So we got a lot of stuff in our Quack Report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform.
I'm lifting them up in prayer, you and I up in prayer, all of America praying for righteous leadership. And, you know, to weed through and cut through the deception, you know, I always ask the Lord, I said, you know, show me their dirty little petticoat. You know, I want to know a lie when I hear it. I want to know the truth when I hear it. So if you pray for that kind of wisdom and understanding, most likely the Lord's going to bless you with it. You know, it's almost like, you know, if you get in the scripture, it says you should pray that wisdom be your sister and understanding be your kinswoman. You know, those two people are usually pretty close to you. You know, so you know what's what. So pray for that. Mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Alrighty. What's up in the quack report first thing? Here's something interesting. You know, we've been talking about how, you know, artificial intelligent robots are coming along pretty quickly now in the industry. But now, this is out of Singapore. Researchers there have developed two types of neurons, virtual neurons, let's put it that way, software, to put in the brains of robots that simulate how humans and animals have the ability to navigate, you know, to build a mental map of their surroundings and know where they are. Sort of like, you know your way home, even in the dark, that kind of thing. So now they've plugged these artificial neurons into a robot to give it a similar cluster of virtual cells to help it find its way around. So researchers at Singapore's simulated two types of cells known to be used in navigation. They call them the place and grid cells, enable a small-wheeled robot to find its way. So they've created the simple two-dimensional model of cells in a software program. The work is significant because it shows the potential for having machines mimic more complex activity in the brain. So the neural networks are actually very loosely inspired by the human brain. Uh-oh. You give it a brain, look out. Moving along in the quack report. I don't know about you, but are you not kind of somewhat concerned about how artificial intelligence and robots are moving along? I mean, I just see it has the potential to be pretty hideous. Something to pray about. All right, in the quack report, next up is the UK government. UK admits, the British government is dealing with a fallout. The swine flu vaccine that they gave caused numerous cases of brain damage in children. Pretty evident. Can't escape it. Happened right after. So a report in the International Business Times, the UK government is financially compensating 60 families in the multi-million pound settlement. So that's like 90 million bucks. Because apparently the victims, the children, are going to have lifelong conditions that require extensive medical treatment. So according to the reporter, the government is expected to receive the bill for $90 million, with each of the 60 victims expected to receive about $1.5 million each. Well, there you go. And of course, the government pays the tab, which is the taxpayer, not the pharmaceutical companies. How about that? Something wrong with that picture? Next up in the quack report, scientists develop GMO polio viruses to inject right into children's brains. I'm not joking. For a treatment for brain cancer. Yeah. So this is the latest cancer idea that they've come up with in the biotech industry. Highly questionable genetically engineered polio virus. Scientists at Duke University in North Carolina planned this, came up with this, to inject into children who have brain cancer to eradicate the cancer tumor. So they say this is a multi-million dollar, you know, program, I am no doubt. Supposedly a cancer-killing virus, researchers at Duke Preston Robot Tisch Brain Tumor Center constructed this mutant polio virus that contains added genes from a cold rhinovirus. So the genetic combination, they say, the developers say, appears to target cancer cells while avoiding healthy cells. So how this works supposedly is this cancer-fighting GM polio virus is designed to directly infect cells containing receptors for it, which researchers claim are only present in the tumor cells. So once it attaches to the cells, it kills the tumor without actually causing polio, they claim. So it kind of unclear from the current literature of the research on the testing of this before they, you know, is it safe for humans, you know? They say it's pretty safe, but, you know, usually on GM stuff, they only test it 90 days before they get approval. They fast-track it through the FDA. You know, somebody gets paid. But Duke, the Duke press release, you know what? This is interesting. The Duke press release originally stated, quote, there have been no toxic side effects with the PVS RIPO vaccine whatsoever. But that statement has since been removed from their release. And now the Cancer Network, that contains more thorough clinical trial data on it, suggests something different. According to phase one trial data on this GM polio cancer vaccine, adverse events associated with it included paralysis, intracranial hemorrhage at the catheter removal, abnormally low lymphocyte levels in the blood, seizures, hypoglycemia, lethargic behavior, headaches, diarrhea, paresthesia, and too much bilirubin in the blood. Not good. Right there. And speaking of last but not least here in the Quack Report, let's see, Colorado County. Hey, have you been thinking about moving to Colorado? You know, get out there in the fresh air of the mountains, you know, a little wide open space, a little, you know, rural living. Well, you may want to research it a little bit. Self-sufficiency living in rural areas in Colorado are coming under attack. Apparently, you know, that's how it used to be. People, you know, knew how to survive without electricity, without running water, without sewer, without any of these phone services in municipalities and power companies. They used wood to heat their homes, kerosene to light their lamps. They dug wells and built outhouses. They raised cows and chickens, grew their own food. But now that's a big no-no. That style of living may seem far in the past, but there's a lot of people considering it because they're worried that there could be a big disruption in the future, cataclysmic kind of disruption, and you know, all those wonderful modern amenities will go bye-bye anyway. So they want to be prepared. So off-grid living is kind of popular, but it's a threat to some people. Those people would be power companies. Municipalities of sorts. They want to keep you dependent and plugged in. So in many places, off-grid living now in Colorado is being criminalized. For instance, in Castilla County, Colorado, it's a large unpopulated county. It's where lots of people have been purchasing land in an attempt to set up, you know, a farm and live off the land, off the grid. But homesteaders over there are facing harassment. It's bad, making it difficult for them. So what the county officials are doing is now, you know, if you can't be intimidated, what they're doing now is they're imposing new land use regulations that require you to have electricity, running water, and sewer systems, and it has to be installed before you obtain your building permit. So there you go. Nipping that in the bud. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, what's up here? We're going to talk about our fingernails, toenails, you know, what our nails can say, what's going on inside the body. They could be a big indicator that you may have a health problem. You know, you want to forget the palm reading to see what's going on with your health. And you want to take a serious look at your nails. It's not just your blood, your urine, and your hair analysis that can offer clues into your health. So can your finger and toenails indicate if you have a problem. So you want to keep in mind that the nails are really skin cells, and they like to breathe. So wearing nail polish or fake nails can suffocate the nail, especially at the nail bed, and make the nails more vulnerable to fungus infections. So let's take a look and see what we can find out about our health condition just by taking a peek at what our nails are showing us. But there's 30 and counting signs, according to medical science. There's about 30 different health conditions that can be spotted by looking at your nails. For instance, your nails could signal that you have a heart, kidney, or cancer problem. So those with pulmonary or heart conditions, such as emphysema, could show signs of a problem when the tissue beneath the nail becomes thick, forcing the nail to club around the finger, making it look bulbous. So the nails will curve over the bulbous finger, and this is known as clubbing. So you could have, a pulmonary issue there. Nails, lines, if there's lines in your nails or dents, let's take a look and see what that means. If you've noticed your nails developing strange horizontal or vertical lines or strange dents called pitting, you may want to research this. The nail is a good indicator that, what's going on inside of yourself. So you could have nutritional deficiencies, or you could even be poisoned. So if your nails display small surface dents, not due to trauma, it could be a sign that you have skin problems, like you have eczema, psoriasis, or even cancer. So the pitting of the nail, where you got a dent, can also be due to arthritis condition. And if you see parallel lines, which can appear white or black, this can indicate a serious health condition. White parallel lines are known as Myrick's lines, and it's most likely because of low protein in the blood. It may be a malnutrition issue. So when this happens, the liver can be affected and can be in distress. Now, if you have dark lines, it can indicate skin cancer, and usually it only shows up in just one fingernail. It's weird. So if the nails have brown or red streaks, it could indicate a number of conditions, including a heart valve infection. So nail lines or grooves going across your nail from left to right, not from trauma. This is a sign of extreme stress called Bue's lines. Now, what about the shape? And what about, let's get more into color. Well, fingernails can have different shapes to them. The shapes that go outside the normal are the ones to be concerned about. For instance, if the nail develops a spoon shape in which it raises up on the sides and in front of the nail instead of curving down, this is called Oelovicia, and it's often a sign the person has lupus. So when the nails become discolored, it could indicate a medical condition. Aside from trauma, yellow nails usually indicate a lung condition such as tuberculosis. Brownish fingernails are associated with a thyroid condition or even pregnancy. So there is also a condition where the nail can be half white and half darker, which indicates renal failure. Kidneys are in distress. So medicine thinks that the impurities in the blood from the failing kidneys changes the pigment at the nail bed. So what about some foods and other things that affect your nail health? Well, if you have red nails, not due to nail polish now, it could indicate you have too many fatty acids and cholesterol from the diet, consuming also too much sugar, salt, and dairy. And most often, the liver is not functioning normally, and there are some blocked arteries. So if the nails turn purple, aside from trauma or a lack of oxygen, it suggests a digestive system is often out of whack due to the diet because you're getting too much sugar, not enough fruits and vegetables. And in some instances, pharmaceutical drugs such as your chemotherapy drugs can turn nails purple. Other drugs that can also turn your nails purple are blood pressure drugs, medication for headaches, and acetaminophens and cocaine. All right, so what happens if you have inflamed nails or they don't seem real secure? They're kind of detached. Well, sometimes trauma to the nail can cause it to become loose and fall off. But if you have loose nails not due to trauma, it can be from several things. Often loose nails point to a circulation problem called Raynaud's phenomenon, Raynaud's phenomenon. This is a unique circulation issue where only certain areas of the body seem to have a blood flow disruption. Now, another reason for loose nails is a reaction to prescribed medicine or an overreactive thyroid. So if the skin that supports the nail, that's called the nail fold, if it becomes red and inflamed, it is often from trauma or an infection or some irritation such as ingrown nails. However, it also can be an indication of diabetes or HIV. So what are some of the medical procedures we should be well aware of and critical of, too, at the same time? Well, there are some medical procedures that can cause trauma to the nail and permanently affect the health of the nail. For instance, if you repeatedly deal with ingrown nails, and let's say your podiatrist recommends a procedure to prevent the nail from becoming ingrown, this could traumatize your nail bed. The procedure uses acid to destroy part of the nail root, attempting to prevent it from growing inward in curved position, causing the ingrown nail. However, this often leaves the nail vulnerable to a fungus infection. So if this happens, the nail will yellow and become thick and the nail at the nail tip, and as the infection grows toward the nail bed, it gets worse. Once it's at the nail bed, the nail will raise up off the toe, being attached only at the nail bed, and the nail is very tender, and any pressure can be painful. Trimming or cutting the nail will make it crumble and break off. Often a full-grown nail in this condition will fall off and be replaced with a nail showing the same signs of fungal infection, and this process of growing the nail out takes about 12 months. And the nail falls off again repeatedly, and if the condition's not corrected, eventually the nail will not grow back. So if I had ingrown nails, I would continue to have the nail treated by cutting away that portion of the nail that's digging into the toe and skip the surgical acid treatment. Well, let's talk about nail fungus for just a second, because that's a big deal. It's becoming more prevalent, you know. I don't know. When I was growing up in the 60s and 70s, I didn't see too many people with nail fungus, to be honest. But now you see a lot of it. Nail fungus affects more people each year, and the drugs, the surgery, the lasers that are used in an attempt to correct the issue are expensive and have some serious side effects. You always want to do your homework before getting into a treatment. For instance, the drugs for nail fungus can damage your liver, and the surgery is temporary, and the lasers may not work in a small percentage of the cases. Now, what I would do is use a natural therapy that will address the fungal infection without the risks of side effects. See, I would use some garlic juice and drip it under the nail, you know, drip it so it goes under your nail, and then place some of that juice right on top of the nail at the nail bed itself. You want to leave it on all night, and you may have to do this therapy for months, but slowly signs of improvement develop. You'll notice the nail is not as tender, not as discolored, and it feels more secure. It feels more attached to your toe. The nail then starts to thin and flatten out like it normally should. And in some instances, the garlic therapy may require a year to repair the nail and to kill all the fungus. However, this therapy is painless. It has no side effects and is very inexpensive. Absolutely. So definitely want to give that a whirl. There are always our gentler solutions, folks. There really is. For those that are seeking some natural and gentle approaches to health, you know, I can tell you what I would do if I were you. So there are many things that we can do to improve our health and the appearance of our nails. For instance, you know, we mentioned the garlic juice. You can find that at Apothecary Herbs. And now a lifestyle change is going to be due with you need more fruits and vegetables and you want to avoid that diet, that dairy and that extra sugar. That's going to help a lot improve the look of your nails. Get that lifestyle checked out. Now, Apothecary Herbs also offers a lot of medicinal herb formulas to strengthen weak areas. So areas like kidney bladder kit, lung congestion kit. They have a smoker's helper product if you want to quit smoking. They have the Body Foundation Food Mix, which is a super nutrition mix. if you have nutrition missing in your lifestyle. They do have the dandelion root if cancer is suspected. They have the heart cholesterol, blood pressure, the circulation formulas, the milk thistle to help repair liver, headache formulas, so you can avoid all those toxic drugs. You have options out there and instructions to use them properly. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. You can place their order online or over the phone or through the mail when you get their mail order catalog. You can contact them by calling 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277 for international calls. And we do get a lot of calls from Canada, Australia, the U.K. They don't have what Americans have here, so they are really appreciative of finding stuff that works. So give them a call, thepowerherbs.com. Visit them online or type in herbtalklive.com. It'll get you there as well. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And by the way, folks, there is a big 15% off special right now. Orders over 50 qualify for the 15% off. All you have to do is plug in this coupon code into the shopping cart, and it's pumpkin and the number 5, pumpkin 5. Now, you can use that over the phone. You can use it online on the shopping cart, and, of course, you can also write that on your order form. Now, hurry up, but this expires on Saturday the 24th at midnight Eastern time, so this week only, basically. So you can stock up, you know, and get your cold and flu stuff, your pandemic stuff, your organ cleanse stuff, your blood pressure stuff, whatever it is you need, the stuff you need, and save 15%. You know, and a lot of people are stocking up on their cold and flu stuff, and then they just say, oh, yeah, old man winter, now you can just bring it, because I am ready, ready. All right, I promise to talk about, I know I'm coming up to heartbreak here in a minute, but I promise to talk about, you know, what herbs you can use during a famine to super power up the nutrition in the body. So we're going to talk about a few of them. There's just a few that you can find pretty much all over the United States. And some studies that support how powerful these herbs are that can get you through a depression of famine, if you will. George Washington tapped into that when Winter of Valley Forge, and he and his men starving to death. What'd they do? Well, they took the slippery elm off the trees there and made a tea with it. And it sustained them because it was high in nutrition. The tea was had a chain of mucilage sugars in them, polysaccharides, which gave them energy. So slippery elm, I like it for stopping diarrhea. It's good for digestion problems. But for tea, definitely for, you know, the Valley Forge, George Washington Army, saved their patooties. It really did. So we're going to talk about some herbs that'll save your patootie. Maybe. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010. Or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Geez, man, that takes you back, doesn't it? All right, we're going to continue with our famine herbs that can help you out in critical times. Let's get into a little bit of the slippery elm issue a little bit more. Washington Army learned that it was sustainable with a lot of its polysaccharides. So knowing some of the foods that you could forage for in an emergency during hard times can be important knowledge to have. Now, the slippery elm can be made into maybe a hot cereal called a gruel, not exactly, you know, inviting, but it's what it is. But that can easily sustain a person for several days, not just one, not just two, but several days. And this is why pioneer families and wilderness foragers harvested slippery elm. Now, the Native American Indians used slippery elm as a food preservative to retard rancidity. So the Indians would mix an ounce of slippery elm for every pound of bear fat, and then they would heat it up. And they would strain the fat, and the American pioneer settlers did the same thing with butter and lard. And nursing mothers also used slippery elm, helpful for conditions like mastitis and bringing boils to a head. Now, it is preferred to be used to use the yellow inner bark of the slippery elm tree. It's less astringent than the outer bark. Now, it will have a taste similar to fenugreek, and it can be ground into a flour. So the nutritional value of slippery elm has been compared to oatmeal. It is high in calcium, carbohydrates, fiber, niacin, riboflavin, and thiamine. So it's also going to contain your vitamin A and C as well as zinc. Now, the English herbalist Nicholas Culpepper used slippery elm for broken bones and to heal burns. He often claimed that the herb helped reverse baldness. Now, during the Civil War, slippery elm was used to treat syphilis, gonorrhea, and hemorrhoids, although no scientific studies have confirmed this benefit. Now, the slippery elm tree is indigenous to the United States and Canada, and it primarily grows north of the Carolinas and west of the Appalachian Mountains. Now, the state of Michigan will harvest the most slippery elm in the United States, and a second benefit that slippery elm is, it is an excellent herb to make poultices when applied to soothe burns or wounds, so it kind of helps it stay together, kind of is the glue. Now, if you take slippery elm internally, it will also improve bowel transit time and absorb more toxins while helping to regulate intestinal floras. So if you use slippery elm as a demulcent expectorant to remove mucus from your throat, you want to avoid capsules or tablets. The herb has to be consumed hourly to be in contact with the throat tissue in order to be of benefit. And this allows the tannins in the slippery elm to combine with your mucus and to congeal it and help you expel it. Now, slippery elm, pretty much my herb of choice. As I said, if you have dysentery or a diarrhea problem, it'll stop it in a skinny minute. Also works on pets. So, word. All right, we're going to move to marshmallow root, one of my other favorite herbs. Basically, if you've ever gone camping, you know, toasted some marshmallows over the open fire, you should know that, you know, the marshmallow plant inspired that tradition. It really did. Now, the French invented the spongy confection, you know, as the marshmallow in 1850. So the marshmallow plant was used to make the sweets of the old. However, it was also used for medicine long before it was used as a confection. So the benefit of the marshmallow goes back 2,500 years, and it was a food before it was a medicine. If you look in your Bible, there's biblical indications that the marshmallow plant was eaten during famines, if you check Job chapter 30, verse 4. So when there was no food, all history shows that the marshmallow root was boiled or fried and eaten. Marshmallow is another herb wilderness foragers always look for, and it will be near marshes, bogs, damp meadows, and near stream banks. So this herb is high in chromium, iron, magnesium, selenium, sodium, and vitamin C. And you would harvest the roots that are at least 2 years old in the fall. And now Hippocrates used marshmallow root for bruises and blood loss. And the ancient Greeks used marshmallow. They made poultices for it to cover and heal insect bites and stings. Now, the Romans used it for toothaches, vomiting, and for an antidote to poison. All right, so let's see. Pitney, he's a Roman naturalist, 23 to 79 A.D. He is said to have written this: "Whosoever shall take a spoonful of the mallows shall that day be free from all diseases," end of quote. So marshmallow is what he was referring to. Now, in the 10th century, get this, Arab physicians used marshmallow leaf poultice for inflammation. European folk medicine used marshmallow root for sore throats, digestive problems, and urinary tract inflammation. In the 17th century, English herbalist Nicholas Culpepper gave God's marshmallow the credit for healing his son of a deadly dysentery called the bloody flux. Now, the North American colonists discovered the benefits of marshmallow in the mid-19th century, and the colonists would use marshmallow for many of the ailments already mentioned, which also included things like gonorrhea, kidney, and bladder problems. So marshmallow has a long list of uses. It was also listed in the U.S. Pharmacopoeia. Now, in the 19th century, though, marshmallow got a different reputation around the campfire. So how did the French make the first marshmallow candy puff? Well, they peeled away the bark of the marshmallow root to expose the white pulp. They boiled the pulp to soften it and to release the sugars in it. Then they added more sugar and made a real sweet, spongy marshmallow stick. So all you need now is a campfire. See? What about some of the studies? Well, it isn't every day that the FDA calls an herb excellent, but according to the FDA, slippery elm is an excellent demulcent, which is a soothing agent. Slippery elm has been tested as a wound dressing poultice, and as it dries, it makes an herbal bandage, if you will. Slippery elm is still listed in the National Formulary, which is a pharmacist reference, and the Germany Commission approved of marshmallow for coughs and respiratory conditions. Researchers found that marshmallow improves the body's ability to make white blood cells for your immune system. And in an animal study, marshmallow was found to reduce blood sugar levels. So the FDA considers marshmallow to be a very safe herb. So slippery elm is excellent, and marshmallow is safe. Okay, we're going to move along to juniper berries. Easy to find and harvest, especially during difficult times. Many think of using juniper berries for its antiseptic properties and to treat urinary or prostate problems, but juniper is also high in protein, fat, silicon, and vitamin A. Now, Nicholas Culpepper, the British herbalist, used juniper for congestive heart failure, for plague, for dropsy, and kidney and bladder disorders. Native American Indians would use the juniper berry for wound infections, arthritis, and uterine recovery after childbirth. So what do some of the studies say about it? Well, in the animal studies, it was found that the American Indians were right. Juniper berries stimulate uterine contractions. And in Germany, they determined that juniper berries have anti-inflammatory properties and prescribed the berry for arthritis and gout. Other animal studies suggest that the juniper berries reduce blood sugars. And it's not really recommended to take medicinal amounts of juniper berries for longer than 6 weeks. So use juniper in short bursts to avoid renal, especially you want to avoid using juniper if you have renal failure, okay, because the oils in the juniper can irritate weak kidneys, so you want to watch that. Also, a study published in the Clinical Allergy Journal suggested that those with hay fever allergies may be more sensitive to juniper berry and develop a rash. So be careful about that. You may have a natural allergy. So, you know, there's lots you can do with your slippery elm, your marshmallow, and your juniper berry. And they're easy to spot, and they're easy to find, they're easy to harvest. You really don't have to have any kind of tools to get to them other than your hands. And you can make teas, you can make a cereal out of it, you can make poultices out of it, and you can actually restore a lot of nutrition to the body, especially during times of famine. So those are just three of the herbs that you can pretty much find almost everywhere. And if you're looking for some long shelf life liquids of juniper, marshmallow, and slippery elm, of course the folks at Apothecary Herbs do have that. You can check it out. They are included. Let's see, the juniper and the slippery elm is included in the Power Herbs Kit pack if you want one of those, or you can buy them separately. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. You can give them a call toll-free, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, or if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. Little note here, need to mention, apparently the catalog request hotline is just on fire, and a popular thing to get a free catalog from Apothecary Herbs. They ran out, but good news, the printer is sending a new shipment, went out today, should arrive by the 28th, so we will have some new catalogs to send out on October 28th, thereabouts, obviously in the mail by the 30th at the latest. So if you're needing a catalog, there'll be just a teeny-weeny delay, as that is a popular item, and we try to keep up. So the powerherbs.com, you can request the catalog, and it'll go out to you as soon as they come in. Okay? All right. So what are we going to talk? Oh, we're going to talk about the kola nut, I think. Yeah, the kola nut. We haven't talked about kola nut in, like, forever. But you probably think of cola. You think Coca-Cola. You think of Coke, you know, the sodas. Well, close enough. But kola nut really has some very medicinal properties we're going to cover. But, you know, life is full of strange inventions. It really is. You know, Bayer aspirin, Tang, Silly Putty, and, of course, your Coca-Cola. So these inventions, like a lot of others, were discovered by accident. So I used to hear my grandmother talk about her childhood, and she was in Jamaica, New York, you know, and she was in Jamaica, New York, and she would have this little thing where she'd go down to the corner pharmacy, which was also a soda shop. It was all she was also in Brooklyn, New York. She said everywhere that you went in New York, there was the soda shops and stuff. So they would all go. It was very popular to go buy a Coca-Cola from the pharmacy / soda shop. So they really didn't have soda products in the house, so you'd have to go down to the soda shop and ask the pharmacist for a Coke. Now, she said it was made by the pharmacist behind the counter, soda fountain counter, and she said she would buy it especially if she had a headache, because it would give her a bit of a lift. Well, I'll say, do you know what was in that stuff back then? I'm talking about, you know, this is like, what, the 1915, 1920s? What was in Coke back then? Well, you know, I asked what they charged for a Coke in the early 1900s, right? And it was under 10 cents. So my grandmother said that a Hershey candy bar was 2 cents and a box of Kellogg's cornflakes was 10 cents. Sheesh. A first-class postage stamp was 2 cents. And a man's suit was under $20. Well, those were the days. But, you know, cola drinks, king of the cola, king of the soda, right? They are king of the soda market with 70% of the share. So what made them so popular? What's in it? Well, and they had an herb in it in the beginning. Let's look at it. In the 19th century, it was unheard of for a pharmacy to be without cough lozenges, toothache powders, and topical anesthetics. So what do all these things have in common? In a word, cocaine. That's right. So it wasn't any wonder that America's most popular soft drink originally contained cocaine and would be created by a pharmacist, John Pemberton, in 1886. Up until about 1906, Coca-Cola contained a cocaine ingredient, cocoa, along with sugar, cola extract, and carbonated water. Now, Pemberton was trying to make a remedy for headaches, and to some extent, he did succeed. My grandmother would swear on that stuff, you know? Now, the bookkeeper at Pemberton's pharmacy coined the name Coca-Cola, and a few years later, Pemberton sold the beverage, sold the formula rights to a shrewd businessman, Asa Candler, for about $2,300. So Candler was a marketing genius, and by 1895, Coca-Cola was a household name, creating the first national soda. So today, Coke is known worldwide in 135 countries. It's requested over 200 million times a day in 80 different languages. So Coke products today use decandonized coca leaf extract and cola nut extract. Now, I'm not advocating you drink Coke, okay, or any soda for that, but I'm getting to the roots, the crux of the matter, and how you can still get the benefits of cola nut without drinking a soda. Now, this is from a product of Belgium. They imported this to U.S. pharmacies in 1900. It was called Draghi's Antiseptic Lozenges. It was cocaine cough drops. Can you imagine cocaine cough drops? The package claim read this: indispensable for singers, teachers, orators, quiets your cough, your sore throat, and provides a pick-me-up to keep professionals performing at their peak. All right. You know? All right. Well, let's get down to the cola nut. What makes Coca-Cola the king of the soft drinks? Well, the tropical cola nut, or leaf of the cola, that gave the beverage its medicinal benefits. The cola made its premiere in the U.S. during its Civil War. Okay, it was brought over. Natural physicians began using the plant and the nut after observing the benefits of cola in the Caribbean, where it originated. So the cola nut tree is indigenous to West Africa, and Africans would chew the cola leaves as a stimulant and also to relieve fever. So cola made its way to Brazil and the Caribbean via the West African slave trade. So you can now find cola nut trees also growing in Sri Lanka and in Indonesia. So let's look at some of the ancient uses of the cola. Aside from using cola for fever and as a stimulant, our ancient ancestors used cola for various conditions. So medical texts of the 18th and 19th centuries will list cola for digestion, diarrhea, fatigue, appetite stimulant, diuretic, cardiovascular aid, nerve conditions like neuralgia, depression, pneumonia, typhoid fever, migraines, seasickness, morning sickness, and also for withdrawal from addictive substances and as an aphrodisiac. So you know the sea captains, you know, picked this up in the Caribbean and, you know, hauled that stuff back home for real. Well, what are some facts about it? What is the caffeine effect of Coca-Cola? Is that what made it so popular, do you think? Well, cola nut does not have any more caffeine than a coffee bean does. So comparing 12 ounces of cola to coffee, the cola has 50 milligrams and the coffee has 100 milligrams of caffeine. So what made Pemberton's beverage, Coca-Cola, so popular? Well, the Journal of the American Medical Association recommended cola products for conditions of wheezing and asthma in children. Later on, cola was added to asthma medications. Therefore, it was an effect of the cola had on the nervous system, that which helps control bodily functions and made people request cola, helped you breathe easier and so forth. So you want to be aware that cola does stimulate appetite. And you wonder why, you know, it's a frequent ingredient in diet products, right? What's with that? I mean, you know, and it's served at all the fast food places, and that's where people are picking up weight. So here's some of the studies. The German health authorities use cola for mental and physical fatigue. Cola contains a 3-bromine, which dilates the bronchial airway for asthmatics, so this is why it's popular. The side effects of using too much cola nut would be you'd have insomnia, you'd be irritable, and you may have an upset stomach. Now, children under the age of 2 and pregnant or nursing mothers should avoid cola nut products, period. Okay? Well, you know, it's interesting how we kind of come full circle with all this. And, you know, we always seem to land back with God's herbs, you know, the starting point. Sometimes reinventing the wheel doesn't work so well. So cola nut or guttacola are excellent herbs if you're stressed, if your nervous system is stressed, if your nerves have suffered severe damage, if they are nutritionally starved. So those herbs are very good for your nerves. Cola has the ability to stimulate nerves and the brain more than any other natural herb. So that's a plus if you think about it for, let's say, as Alzheimer's and stroke patients. I wouldn't hesitate to use cola for memory problems, seizures, strokes, sciatica, depression, spine injury, headache, jet lag, fatigue, coughs, you name it. It's awesome stuff. So you're going to find cola in some of the formulas at Apothecary Herbs. They do have it in their emotional stress formula, of course. And they have kind of decommissioned this nerve regenerator product, but they still have some of that in stock, but you'd have to call. It's not on the website. So if you want to call Apothecary Herbs and find out more, do give them a call at 866-229-3663-866. 229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial the international number, 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. The website, again, is thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Hey, you can get there, type in at herbtalklive.com, gets you there as well. And if you're on the website, sign up. Sign up for the free newsletters. They go out each week. And they're free, and they will empower you with great information. There's 2 different ones you can choose from. There's the American Survival that goes out on Tuesday, and then there's the Health Quest that goes out on Friday, and they're completely free. But you have to have email, okay? So they're not something we snail mail. You have to have email, and you get signed up, and there is absolutely no subscription fee. So you can get empowering information each week for free. Also, don't forget, this week, 15% off your herb purchases at the powerherbs.com website. Orders over $50 qualify. You would use coupon pumpkin and the number 5, pumpkin 5, in the shopping cart over the phone, or if you want to mail an order, list that on your order form and save 15%. Great opportunity to stock up on your cold and flu, your organ cleanses, your pandemic kits. All kinds of neat things, herbs for pets. If you have pets that need some nutrition, or the flea and tick collars and shampoo, that's all natural. Big, big popular items for pet owners. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. Get a free catalog, 866-229-3663. And just remember, the catalogs are on Z-Way, and they'll be in on the 28th, and you'll get yours shortly after that. We ran completely out, popular item, of course. So, but they'll be in next week. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.